This week, we actually read the letters in I Get Schooled.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me. And so apparently we've been getting a lot of responses from the Prickly City. Let me jump in real quick and talk about how doing a comic strip, like I've mentioned, it's a two-week lag. And so they did vote to open up the hearings. In fact, as we record this, they had one. They've already had one of the open hearings, impeachment hearings. So there's a little bit of a lag. But then again, it's a comic strip, and coyotes can't talk, and little girls almost never run for president of the United States.
Almost.
So, all that being said, apparently I got things wrong.
Yes, apparently. So, first we have an email from Staskaj, who writes, I continue to be astonished by the view that the investigation is a bigger crime than the crime itself. What should we just ignore all the damning evidence and, as you suggest, quote unquote, let the voters decide next year? Do you believe all the criminal activity should be judged by voters, not by due legal process? And I'm sure you're intelligent enough to understand why the initial hearings were held behind closed doors, which many Republicans were part of. And now that their bluff has been called and they're in the open, what's your next spin? I used to enjoy your comic, but your late Fox News spinning really puts me off.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I get charged with that all the time. It doesn't really hurt. But as much as you might think it will. Let me talk about that. I also, by the way, today, Thursday, is the 14th of November, and I talk about how the Republicans have been trying to spin this and they can't. It's very difficult to do. I just want due process, and to say that this is due process is absurd. It's a political process. I know that some other, and you have another note that someone takes me to task for that, but it's a political process, and by that means it's driven by politics. And if you don't believe me, let me ask you this. Does anyone out there in the sound of my voice or can read the work of my pen tell me that this will end in any other way but the president being impeached by the Democratic House of Representatives? Does anybody believe that if evidence comes forward or doesn't come forward, that if there's lack of evidence, that this committee will vote and say, you know what, there really isn't anything here. Let's go worry about other things. Which, by the way, we have debt ceilings coming up, which is a big deal. We've got healthcare, which is abominable. We've got a million other issues that are more important than this. I have not once suggested that they not investigate this president, especially his innumerable nefarious actions. I've never suggested that. Not once. So I don't know where these people come from.
So you think you should have a hearing and an inquiry, but not necessarily an impeachment.
Right. I think this is going... Here's what's going to happen. My God, I cannot believe that I'm sorry, but not very bright senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, said exactly what I was thinking, what I've been saying, which is now this is going to be a non-stop process in our political life. And that's unfortunate, because impeachment should be taken seriously. And can I sound like the old man that I am, Janine?
Go ahead.
Well, besides staying off my lawn, you damn kids. And yeah, I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for all those meddling kids and their stupid dog. But anyway, when I was a kid, in 1973, 1974, I would run home and watch the Watergate hearings and how plotting they were, how seriously they took it, how no one was grandstanding, with maybe rare exception of Howard Baker, who was the senator from Tennessee, who's had a catchphrase, what did the president know and when did he know it, which was an important question to ask. It was taken seriously. And it was judicious. And this isn't, no one's taking this seriously because we already know what the outcome is. And so, so what you said earlier, yes, hearings, absolutely. You want the American people to know what's going on? Yeah, absolutely. I think getting to the bottom of this? Yeah, absolutely. But I think any reasonable person's not going to say that this isn't politically motivated.
Well, Dan writes, Scott, rather than echo the lame complaint by Repubs that impeachment inquiry is somehow happening all in the cover of darkness, BS that, like grand jury workings, exploratory actions are not public. How about pointing to the seriously stupid spectacle of Representatives barged into meetings of committees from which they had to take an absence from serving on, so as to be outside and barging in, which you actually ended up
doing the week after. I have talked about that.
And he says, so much for stupid complaint. Maybe we should go back to blaming Hillary's email or Benghazi. Repubs were all about digging and digging then, but now they find ignoring congressional oversight a mark of patriotism. What grot? I seriously would like to see some Repub and Dem join to run qua independent, nonpartisan from the get-go, established parties be damned.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on that last part, but I would also argue that in grand juries, you know, it's a federal crime to release any of the information coming from a grand jury investigation. However, Chairman Schiff's committee leaked like crazy the findings, and so don't give me this bull hockey that this is somehow pure and criminally driven and only wanting to get to the bottom of things, because it's not. I don't know what you're hearing here. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying, and it's this: both sides can go to hell as far as I'm concerned, because both sides, we have an abhorrent, terrible, awful, miserable, wretched human being as a president. But by turns, we have a left and Democratic Party that is losing its mind in terms of trying to get them out of there. You know how you get them out, and I'll say this until I'm dead, and I believe this to my marrow. That's what elections are for. Now, you know, one of the main complaints about the first day of testimony in front of the impeachment committee was that it was boring. You know what? America, grow up. Just grow up, be patient, and listen. No one in political life is patient about it's always been that way, but it's gotten so much worse now in this digital age that we expect instant gratification. I think that what the Democrats are trying to do and what they may end up doing effectively is building the case. And the way you build a case is testimony by testimony, sober people by sober people giving testimony and saying, here's what happened. And then the American people will decide whether or not this was a criminal act. Or if the quid pro quo was like, you know, who cares? It's no big deal. I think it's a big deal. I think asking a foreign country to interfere in our elections is a big deal, and try to besmirch a political opponent is a big deal. If I was Scott Stantis, I of Alabama, sitting on a committee, I would have voted to form the committee. Because I think that there's so much smoke there, you have to look into it. By turns, don't confuse that with the notion that this is somehow a pure as the driven snow. We're just trying to get to the facts, because that is just horse hockey. It's not true. And if you believe it, then you're as bad a partisan as any of those dip crap Republicans who go in front of the camera after the hearings or even before the hearings and say, they're just lying. I mean, they're the same guys who say, well, the book is a falsification. Have you read the book? No, but I know it's a falsification. I'm just begging people. I'm begging everyone out there to please, please, please listen to the evidence. Weigh it as best you can, as objectively as you can, and then come to your own conclusion. But you know what? You're right. Carping the Republican line is bad, but carping the Democrat line is just as bad.
Okay, well, we had a letter from David who disagreed. He said, I don't think the Democrats are pursuing this for purely political reasons, but the Republicans are making it difficult for purely political reasons, though. That's why the quote-unquote secrecy. They will mercilessly attack any witness publicly, even military heroes, and they have. So impeachment would only be valid if pursued in a bipartisan manner? That ship sailed in the Nixon days. This party is now so corrupt, they'd never vote against their leader. The reason they won't be able to do this to the next Democratic president? She or he certainly won't be a criminal on the order of Trump. Did they impeach President Obama, whom they despised? No. I know you detest Trump, but you're protecting him like the rest of your party. Don't enable him, Scott. Janine, please talk some sense into your husband.
We've had this discussion a lot over the last few days. We really have, and you and I disagree on it.
There's no talking sense into him.
No. I'm just trying to be sober and judicious and grown up about this. And I know that's not the popular thing to do. And, you know, It's frustrating. It really is because, yeah, I mean, it frustrates me because of what you said. Maybe that ship has sailed. Maybe we'll never
have. I think
it
has. I don't think, especially now, I think, as we were talking about earlier, the Republicans are basically afraid to contradict Trump at all.
Right, because he comes into your district and you lose.
Right.
And these guys love their
also,
jobs.
Also, he is going to attack you. You criticize him and there'll be a tweet, some nasty tweet about you.
Yeah. Which is fine. He's never tweeted about me, which is unfortunate. He's never tweeted about
cartoons. You've tried so hard.
I have. I've tried. Please, Mr. President, please.
Tweet.
To say that the Democrats wouldn't do this, then that means you have a short memory and forget that back in the impeachment of President Clinton, not one Democrat voted for that. And that was, you know, and the man committed perjury, which is an actual crime. And in my view, she should have been removed from office for that. Well, you lied about what you're supposed to lie about. No, that's not how it works, folks. You put your hand on the Bible or affirm that you're going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, then you have to tell the truth. That's how this works.
Yeah, but it seemed like he shouldn't have even been put in that position to have had to do that in the first place.
No, it was an extreme investigation. I think that the Republicans now are whining about the same thing that they did to Bill Clinton all those years ago. The hypocrisy, what about isms that are just bouncing off the walls now, it's making me crazy. It makes me sad for my republic. I love this country and I love what it, but we are in a very precarious position right now. And clearly because of this president and because of his recklessness. But, you know, I think the Democrats had an opportunity to show themselves to be statesmen or stateswomen. And they're not. In my view, and maybe they can. You know, like I said, the first day of hearings for the Schiff committee and the impeachment committee, I think they did a fairly sober job. I think the Republicans look like morons. And you know, things like show us reveal the whistleblower. Now, the whole point of being a whistleblower and whistleblowing protections, a law that, by the way, this president signed, is so that they don't have to subject themselves to what you know is going to be the slime machine from the Republican Party. And it's very similar to what the Democrats did to Monica Lewinsky and others who, you know,
all of it bad doesn't mean like it's okay.
Right. So.
So, one last, Linda writes, Adam Schiff's hearing room can't possibly be as dark as you portray it to be. It has a couple dozen Republicans inside who provide the gaslighting.
You know what? Who was that?
Linda.
Linda, I can't top that, so I'm just going to stop now. That was wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Whip Prickly City podcast and for listening to my rantings on things like this. Please, you know, if you feel free to contact us, and I'll give you all that information in a second. But at first, I want to thank Janine.
You're welcome.
For doing this podcast with me. Thank you, Brian Altimer, our incredibly wonderful producer who puts up with us and puts us up.
Yep.
Literally. And thank you, WGN and WGN Plus, for hosting our podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please feel free to do so by going to gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. And, you know, sign up. If you haven't signed up already, it's free. And you get to pick and choose what comic strips and cartoons, editorial cartoons you want delivered. It's a neat little service, and they don't bombard you with all sorts of other garbage, as the French might say. I actually don't think they'd say that. But
probably
anyway.
Not, but it does sound nicer than just garbage.
Yes, it does. Sounds très élégant. Oui.
Oui.
So that's gocomics.com/pricklycity.com. Leave a comment and maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. If you want to contact us directly, which all of the comments this week came from emails that were sent to pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. Just to show that we actually do read them and take you guys seriously. And really, really, really appreciate you guys engaging and talking. I love how these letters were sober and weren't name-calling. And so thank you. And I don't mean that to sound anything other than grateful for this great country and for your...
Now, you don't have a problem with people disagreeing with you.
Not at all.
That's, you know, as long as people are
married to someone
fairly polite about it.
She's not polite about it sometimes.
Sometimes. But only when you deserve it.
But I truly appreciate you taking the time to comment. Thank you so much. And again, I think that's about it. So until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.